The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Let's go back in history to South America. Inca surgeons back way back when used coca during operations long before the anesthetic properties of cocaine were discovered in Europe. Here's the irony, though. They didn't use it on patients. They used it on themselves. Believe it or not, to keep their alertness level high while operating on their patients. Can you imagine that? Giving an anesthetic to the doctor instead of the patient. Well, I hope, I would want my doctor to be alert and awake for the operation, I guess. But on the other hand, as a patient, I wouldn't want to feel what the doctor's doing to me. All right. Aloha and welcome once again to hour number two of the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you. Hey, every Saturday is a snow day when you're tuned in to the Snowman, David Snow, here to keep you cool and healthy. No matter what the weather is outside, there's always 6 feet of snow on your radio, coming out of your radio, actually, every Saturday morning at 9 or 10, depending on the show you're listening to. And, 5:11 when I'm barefooted, but otherwise 6 feet of snow. And we appreciate you making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Coming up this hour, we'll have a variety of features and stories for you. But in the second half of the program, Fred Wyand, director of the American Sexual Health Association, will be with us talking about National Condom Month as well as other aspects of sexual health. You know, this is the month of love, and so we'll talk about treating and preventing STIs and everything from herpes to hysterectomies in the second half of this hour's Dr. Health Show. And also still to come, Dick's report, Dick's weekly health report. Dick Allgaier, network television news veteran, with three stories in the news this week. One is that life expectancy, has it risen or fallen? Well, here's a hint. Substance abuse is affecting the numbers. Dick has the details. Also, you may already know that services in airplanes are not necessarily or not exactly sterile. They have high amounts or high levels of bacteria. But what about in the airport before you get on the plane? Dick will tell you where the germiest surface is. You're going to be surprised at this one. And all of you use this particular device, or most of you do. And also then red wine, is it a heart medication? Well, doctors are now using red wine or an extract of it to prevent blood clots. Dick has the details on that. That's all coming up on the health report later in the program from Dick Allgaier. Hey, it's not too late to juice up your muscles. And I'm not talking about steroids, of course, but we're talking about xanthocin. It's the safe anti-inflammatory, and it might give you the competitive edge no matter what sport or activity you're participating in. And unlike steroids that have side effects and are expensive, it's safe and effective. And if you're starting to take it today, you know, you'll be saturated in just a few days. It only takes a few days to get, a tissue saturation. And that's what you want, whether you're participating in a sporting event or just want, safe anti-inflammatory. I use it to prevent pain when I'm running. It's three times stronger than other brands of astaxanthin. So there's a new Z in town. It's xanthocin, and it's the valuable anti-inflammatory. It's also the best value, I might add, available exclusively at all GNC stores throughout Hawaii and California. You can go to xanthocin.com. It's a new but safe and effective antioxidant. All right, when it comes to feeling or, you know, giving you a feeling of well-being, it's really all about your hormones. And since this is Sexual Health Hour, even though it's past Valentine's and, you know, it's the month of love, so I'm going to do more of an expanded version of our regular weekly feature of matters of sexual health. So oxytocin, we've talked about that. That's the bonding and cuddling hormone. It can also slow the growth of cancer cells. And by the way, oxytocin has cardioprotective benefits as well, this being American Heart Month. It dilates the coronary arteries, which, of course, brings more oxygen and nutrients to your heart, right? So that's one to be aware of, oxytocin. And you get that from being in love. You know, it's the cuddling hormone. And then testosterone, it sometimes gets a bad rap, but it can also have progestin effects, meaning that it will help to calm estrogen, which will make a nervous woman more calm. So it has healing effects in that regard. And did you know that thyroid hormones, you know, life is all about hormones, they can actually revive the tactile sensitivity that is progressively lost with age. And then finally, relative or related to sensitivity, the amino acid GABA, gamma amino butyric acid, which your body produces, or you can take it as a supplement. I take the Natural Factors chewable GABA, available at your natural food store. But it makes you feel, it makes us feel the vibrations on our skin more intensely. So feeling good comes down to hormones and other chemical messages that, messengers rather, that circulate in our body and in our brain. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. And after analyzing more than 1,000 sperm samples, researchers in India have linked being obese, that's a body mass index of 30 or above, that's how they define it, with less semen volume, lower sperm counts, and less active swimmers compared with men who maintained a healthy weight. So fat foils fertility. Ladies, do you suffer from SUI, not to be confused with an STI, a sexually transmitted infection? Well, this is stress urinary incontinence, and it's getting more press recently. Frequently straining when you're going to the bathroom or even sucking in your stomach can lead to linkage, leakage, excuse me. This, according to Evelyn Hecht, a physical therapist in New York City. She says that so can loads of exercise. In fact, in one study, up to 80% of athletes who had never given birth had SUI while playing high-impact sports. Hecht recommends squats and then bridges also, where you lie on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat, and then raise and lower your hips. And also hip abductor or adductor exercises, you know, the abductors and adductors, right? The inner and outer muscles of your thighs. And that should cure or alleviate the problem. All right, this is serious stuff. And when it comes to sexual health, it's I'm talking about the not so fantastic plastic found in breast implants. The inflammation caused by silicone implants may be eased by diet, they say, but not completely eliminated by it. This is from Dr. Sarah Myhill, who has worked with the UK National Health Service and also has a private practice, has been in private practice since 1981. She says that silicone leaks out of implants from the day they are inserted, and that even though silicone's an inert plastic that's non-toxic, that might be true in a chemical sense, but it's not the case in an immunological sense. In fact, she says, this doctor says that silicone is an immune adjuvant, so much so that it stimulates the immune system. Well, in tiny amounts it does. In fact, silicone was once used, this is interesting, it was once used in vaccinations to ensure a good immune response in whatever was in the vaccine. Well, the problem is that silicone leaks all over the body where it can drive inflammatory reactions. And many women, after they've had these silicone implants, autoimmune diseases crop up, whether it's MS or lupus, inflammatory arthritis, and there's even an official name for this, autoimmune inflammatory syndrome induced by adjuvants, or ASIA is the acronym, and it's been the subject of quite a large body of research over the last 30 years. Typically, the symptoms, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, burning-like pain, also raising of your C-reactive protein levels, which is a marker of inflammation in the body, and that's done through a blood test. But this doctor goes on to say that the problem with silicone is that it can't be broken down by any biological enzyme system. There's no known detox technique to get rid of it. So she recommends a paleo ketogenic diet, which is low in sugar and carbohydrates, which, you know, are pro-inflammatory. So you want to take a low inflammation or engage in a low inflammatory diet. Also, high doses of vitamin B12, 5,000 micrograms daily is what she recommends. I take, or from time to time, I take the Natural Factors methylcobalamin, which is a 5,000 microgram B12. It's in a red box. You can find it in any natural food store if you're interested on that. All right. Okay, some sexual health factoids for you. Did you know, well, let's see, I'm going around the clock here as far as humans and animals. Male fruit bats lactate. Breast milk is a laxative. Women's breast tissue ages faster than the rest of their bodies. That's interesting. A manatee's, getting back to animals, a manatee's nipples are in their armpits, or in its armpits. Humans are the only primates with permanent breasts, and the largest bra size is 48V. That's V as in Viagra. And for other unusual facts, sexual health facts about humans or biological functioning, the age boys reach puberty has dropped 2.5 months every decade since the mid-1700s. Isn't that interesting? Fighter pilots in stressful situations release such large amounts of hormones that they may actually ejaculate. And then sleeping on your stomach is the most likely position to produce erotic dreams. And three unusual sexual facts about animals when it comes to functioning. Well, let me just give you two of these. Human birth control pills also work on gorillas, in case you have a pet gorilla and you don't want to have more gorillas than you already have. And some female hyenas have, well, we don't have to go there. Okay. All right, moving right along. Let's go to the fitness file. And some surprising information about just how fast some of your body functions are. And I'm not talking about just running. Coughing and sneezing, you may have heard this before. If you cough, it's expelled at a speed of up to 50 miles an hour. A sneeze can travel up to 100 miles an hour. Let's talk about your nervous system. Well, the electrical signals of neural impulses race through your nervous system at up to 250 miles an hour. You know, think of it. If we could only run as fast as our nerves do, we wouldn't need automobiles, right? Kicking. The toes of a professional soccer player are moving at about 60 miles an hour when they make contact with the ball. If you're a boxing enthusiast, punching, the fist of a lightweight boxer can reach a maximum speed of 35 miles an hour. And as far as running goes, Usain Bolt, as you know, set a world record in 2009 for running, but he did it at 27.8 miles per hour. Wow, that is fast. You know, he'd get a ticket in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, right? Let's see, a couple of things. Okay, so much for fast responses in the body. Now for some slower ones, let's see, circulation. Each minute of the human heart pumping, each minute the human heart pumps, it pumps 6 quarts of blood through the circulatory system at a speed of around 1.5 miles an hour. How about the lips? The lips are essential for forming sounds, like I'm speaking right now. When we're talking fast, our lips move at 0.87 miles per hour. Okay, not too fast. And what about hair growth? That's the slowest during its active growth phase. A human hair grows between 0.01 and 0.02 inches per day. All right. Okay, and finally, we'll go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy and talk about wintry ways to blast fat. Making snow angels firms the arms. Flapping your arms through the snow makes... It might make you feel a little silly, but it's a great way to sculpt a worthy upper half. So says trainer Kyra Stokes. The motion uses the biceps and triceps, muscles that firm the upper arms and create sexy definition. How about ice skating? Well, we talked with an Olympic athlete in the first hour of the program. Taking a spin around the rink engages those hard-to-tone abductors and adductors to slim the thighs fast. What's more, ice skating torches 200 calories in just 30 minutes and helps you melt those jiggles and reveals muscle or lean muscle underneath. And a couple other winter sports that might, you know, these are such exaggerations, I can't believe it. But, you know, it was in a magazine and they're trying to kind of really embellish the fact that, well, you know, moving, doing any kind of physical activity is going to be beneficial for you. But I doubt if you're going to look like an Olympian by just doing snow angels in the snow. Okay, skiing, well, that whittles the waist, your entire core. And that's just true. It gets a major workout when you're skiing. Let's see, and a couple more. Snowboarding perks up the tush. Zooming down the mountain on a snowboard will have you looking slimmer in your jeans in no time. The reason, maintaining control as you ride down the trail utilizes those calorie-hungry hamstrings and gluteus maximus, muscles that work together to firm and shape the booty. And my favorite, finally, throwing snowballs that sculpts the shoulders, engaging... This is the copywriters on these. These are just, they should win awards. Engaging in a playful snowball fight isn't all fun and games. The act of gathering snow, packing it into balls, and tossing it around utilizes the front and rear deltoids as well as the pectoral muscles. That's going to help quickly streamline the shoulders and perk up that chest. All right. Okay, and a few other funnies for you in the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Let's see. Here's a t-shirt that says squats. I thought you said shots. You know, actually, I do squats, deadly squats, but otherwise known as pseudo squats, but that's another program. Here's a funny shirt. It's, you know, you've always heard about cutting carbohydrates, right? Cutting carbs. Well, the picture is this has a pizza cutter cutting slices of pizza. That's cutting carbs, all right, but different kind of carbs. And speaking of pizza, you want to hear a pizza joke? Never mind. It's too cheesy. I'm not going to go there. Okay. How about this for a doormat? If you're Amazon, pizza, or my brother, we're home. And I try to avoid things that make me fat, like scales, mirrors, and photographs. All right. Okay, that's enough humor for 1 hour. We don't want to have you laugh till you leak, right? Well, okay, one more. Pheromone parties. What about this, since it's hour of sexual health? Science has long known that the sense of smell plays an important role in sexual attraction in multiple species. Pheromone parties, increasingly popular in the U.S. and Europe, are organized social events, I'm not making this up, that pair off singles by having potential mates, get this, sniff anonymized bundles of used clothing. In other words, they don't know whose clothing article of clothing it is. And if you like what you smell, you're introduced to the owner. Hey, forget those boring online dating services or online dating sites. I'll just attend a pajama or a pheromone party. All right, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, we'll have information on sugar and soda. And then in the second half of the program, matters of sexual health with our guest expert from the American Sexual Health Association. Back after this as we continue. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. This is Dr. Health Radio, coming right back at you.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kaiō Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kaiō Green to your day and get going.
Kaiō Greens' new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
Welcome back to the program, David Snow on your radio. Oh, that's the thing, sugar. Too much of it in our society. That's one of the leading causes of obesity and diseases. And I see from my thick files that I'm going to have to do another segment on this in the near future. We did have an expert on, Gary Taubes, who has a new book on the case against sugar. That was on just a few weeks ago we had that. But just a few other notes for you. First, a little history of the origins of sugar. Back in 8000 BC, sugarcane is domesticated on the island of New Guinea. 1000 BC, sugar reaches the Asian mainland. And in 500, the year 500, India processes sugar into a powder and uses it to treat headaches and, believe it or not, impotence. In the year 1200, following the Crusades, French and British soldiers bring tales of sugar to Europe. And in 1493, Christopher Columbus carries sugar cane with him on his second voyage to the New World. And the rest is history. All right. Okay, fast forward to 1885, which is still a long time ago. But, you know, a year before Dr. Pepper, before Coca-Cola, rather, pharmacist John Pemberton created Coca-Cola, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But a year before that, apparently all these pharmacists were competing with each other for who could make the best elixir or soft drinks. And just as, you know, a lot of people don't realize that these were medicinal elixirs. They were for health benefits, not just for beverages. But Dr. Pepper was created and sold for the first time at a soda fountain in a pharmacy in Waco, Texas in 1885. Quickly became Texas's favorite soft drink or a soda pop. But it talks about the World's Fair. Anyway, apparently back in those days, you know, pharmacists were the enterprising drug entrepreneurs of their day, just like the big pharmaceutical companies are of today. And speaking of soda, things go better with bubbles, or so it was thought by spa goers way back when. They often drank sparkling mineral water as part of the cure for what ailed them. The 18th century discovery that carbon dioxide put the fizz in fizzy water led to systems for producing soda water and then to sweet drinks like root beer and ginger ale and cola. Well, today's 12-ounce soda typically contains around 10 teaspoons of sugar. All right, a few other notes on sugar, and we'll do a few other segments on sugar. You know, there's different types of sugar, and even though people have too much total sugar in their diets, it depends on the type, too. You want to avoid high fructose corn sweeteners at all cost. They are to sugar what trans fats is to fats. They're the worst type of sugar to consume, the refined form. But just to give you an idea on how much sugar is in some of the common foods that you're eating, a cola or a Sprite, a 12-ounce can, can contain 33 grams. That's over an ounce of sugar, folks. Let's see, what else? There's carrots. A plain cake donut, 8 grams, not too much. Granola, 13 grams. You know, some of the so-called healthy yogurts, they can contain easily 25 grams, which, again, is almost an ounce of added sugar. So you want to get the plain and then add just fresh fruit or just a dried fruit maybe to your yogurt, or just maybe a spoonful of natural preserves, you know, honey-sweetened preserves, or just preserves that are sweetened with the fruit itself. All right. So if you have a sweet tooth, or if you want a flavored yogurt instead of eating it plain. Okay. And then just a few minutes to spend. Just recently I was in Atlanta, and I visited the world of Coca-Cola, and they have, of course, a big sophisticated tour. Coca-Cola is the most recognized brand name in the world, and you can imagine their world headquarters was quite impressive. And some of you, I'm sure, listening out there have been through the tour. Just in the vault which holds the secret formula, and evidently, what, two people know the formula, something like that. I mean, it's just almost nobody. but it's a $1.2 million vault. They actually take you to the vault where it's a handwritten formula, and John Pemberton, formulated it. He has the original secret formula for Coke, because it's been tried to be duplicated for decades, and nobody's been able to quite duplicate it. Anyway, what was interesting I found is that in one of the tasting room, they have over 100 different types of beverages that Coca-Cola produces throughout the world, and in each country or in each continent, they have a African area, a European area, and so on. And there are a lot of beverages that they sell in other countries that would, I think, go well here and have less deleterious effects, but they don't sell them here. So anyway, all right, so we'll have more on that. Let's see. Oh, and by the way, when I went through the museum part of the Coca-Cola tour, there was no mention of cocaine being in the original formula, even though we know it was. The tasting rooms, they had Africa, Europe, Latin America, Asia, and then, of course, North America. But the one I liked the best, and I just took a little taste, but, you know, I thought, well, I don't drink soda pop, and even though I only took maybe a half an ounce, just a taste of to wet my whistle, just so I could detect the flavor of the different beverages that they offer. Pretty soon I was bloated. I thought, oh my God, you know, I drank the equivalent of a whole glass of soda. But anyway, the one I liked the best was a lingonberry beverage. I don't think it was even carbonated, or if it was, it was very lightly carbonated, from Norway. It was from Scandinavia that Coca-Cola produces there. So and Coke, by the way, owns a lot of other beverages. Minute Maid orange juice, that was back in 1960, they came out with that. Tab, for those of you old enough, that came out in 1963. Fresca was 1966. Diet Coke was back in 1982. And then vitamin water, that was 10 years ago or so. And then they've also bought Honest Tea Company and the Zico Coconut Water Company. So Coke basically owns the beverage category anyway. All right, so much for beverages. But, if you can just drink water, don't forget good old H2O, because that is the best hydration of all. And or coconut water is also good. But, you know, sometimes coconut water, as good as it is, and we broadcast from here in Hawaii, and I grew up with 10 coconut trees in my backyard. But sometimes you can get too much potassium, because coconut water is very high in potassium. But to counteract that, most Americans eat way too much sodium, so it has a balancing effect. So probably not a concern there as far as the potassium levels of coconut water. Actually, that's an asset, not a liability, when it comes to your health and in the form of electrolytes. All right. Okay, that's it for this segment of the program. We'll take a brief timeout here at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back, we'll have an expert from the American Sexual Health Association talking about matters of sexual health. It's National Condom Month, and Fred Wyant will talk to us about that, as well as disease prevention. You know, there's about 36 different diseases, sexually transmitted diseases, but we'll talk about some of those, and specifically herpes and HPV in particular, as well as hepatitis and other information you need to know to have a healthy and satisfying sex life here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy, but if you have to go anywhere, our show is rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now, or you can always go to drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com, where we podcast all of our shows. So you can always listen to the previous shows at your leisure at that particular website. All right, stick around if you want to stay healthy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. STDs are a persistent enemy, growing in number and outpacing our ability to respond. So says Dr. Jonathan Merman, director of the National Center for HIV and AIDS, Viral Hepatitis, STD, and TB Prevention. And we're going to talk about disease prevention as it relates to our sexual health with Fred Wyant. He's the Director of Communications for the American Sexual Health Association and also the National Cervical Cancer Coalition. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Fred. How the health are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me. Been looking forward to this.
Yes, likewise. Yes, and thank you so much for doing what you do. And I want to talk a little later with you about what your organization does. But with this month being the month of love and romance, February, first of all, let's talk about this timely topic. February is National Condom Month, which is important because condoms are the number one way to prevent or at least reduce STIs, sexually transmitted infections. Tell us your take on this. I know that your organization specializes in condom education and a lot more. And so tell us about any new technology rising out of the pack of condom manufacturers or, you know, just the latest on what's on that front.
Yeah, well, you know, things have changed a lot since I was coming along. I remember when I was in sex ed, that was back during, Reagan was in the White House, to give you an idea. And as I remember, if you'd go on the condom aisle, you know, you had some choices, but not that many. So if you go into a drugstore or pharmacy today and take a look, you'll see there are just all kinds of sizes and shapes and colors and this and that. So there really are a lot of choices out there. But probably the first thing I would say is just to not make it too complicated. You know, there are lots of condoms on the market. But a regular condom, one that's not labeled as being particularly larger or having a tighter fit, just a regular condom will work for just about any guy. Mm-hmm. The important thing to really remember is just to use it and use it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Most problems with condoms have to do with user error rather than an issue with the condom itself. So just understanding how to use them and just making sure that you use them really is the most important thing.
And also putting them on before the actual act. I know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's certainly a common mistake. I mean, things like, you know, people will like put the condom on upside down and then turning it over or taking it off too soon or putting it on too late, like you were just talking about.
Or reusing it, which, using it more than once.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, people, when they try to open the package with like a sharp object, and that can actually damage the condom. Double bagging is another thing. Some people think that if one's good, two must be better, right? But that actually can make them more likely to fail.
So, is that right?
Users. Yeah. Because you're creating a lot of friction there, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Using like with a latex condom, using an oil-based lubricant too, can kind of degrade, you know, kind of degrade the product.
Now, what about water-based lubricant? Now that's with the latex condoms, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Now, what about the membrane condoms? I know that those are about 10 times stronger, even though there is some controversy as to if the viruses can be transmitted. It seems to be a little more porous, apparently.
That's it, exactly.
Okay, but haven't seen any research on evidence of that, but they're just saying that because it's actually from sheep membranes. It's the cecum for men that use the natural membrane condoms. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that product is approved for pregnancy prevention, but not for STD prevention, just for the reasons that you stated there, that they are relatively porous compared to latex.
Okay.
And they're not as good at blocking the pathogen. That's right.
Okay. Now, what about spermicide embedded condoms or the ones that have spermicide in them already?
Yeah, there can be. Well, one potential issue there is that the spermicide can be irritating and cause inflammation. So that's kind of a thing to think about there. There's some research that suggests that kind of inflammation may actually increase one's susceptibility to infections because you're just kind of disrupting that environment. So that's something to think about there.
Okay. And then there's the new female condoms. Tell us about what research has shown there.
Yes, absolutely. So that is a pouch with two rings on either end, one that goes internally, one that remains externally. And that is really a very novel and exciting a concept in contraception because it is a barrier method that's obviously female controlled. It can be inserted a good bit of time before having sex, and that is something that's relatively new, and that we're talking about more and more. It can also be used. It's not approved this way, but commonly a lot. It's also used sometimes for anal sex as a protective barrier there.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't think it carries an official indication for that. But yes, female condoms, and they're sometimes called internal condoms.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so latex is still the number one. There's no new materials out there. What about the ones that say...
Polyurethane condoms.
Okay,
yeah.
Polyurethane. Okay.
Yeah. Which are good for people if they have a latex allergy.
Allergy, yes, the allergies, the skin allergies. Now, what about the ones that are, you know, they say super thin, you don't even feel it, this and that. Are those as safe from a breakage standpoint as the regular types?
Yeah, like I said, and really, the issue with breakage, that gets back to what we were talking about earlier. That typically has more to do with user error or maybe using a condom that's expired or that hasn't been stored properly. You know, condoms are sensitive to, like, heat and humidity. And I leaving them in the glove compartment of the car, that kind of thing can degrade them. So that's really the thing to think about there. And, you know, we tell people, try different ones because there are thinner condoms and different kinds. You know, just experiment. And like I said, at first, don't make it terribly complicated. And maybe one thing to do is even buy like a sampler pack just to see which ones, you know, might work for you better.
Now, what about the ones you see on those vending machines in the restaurants and the highway service stations, things like that? Are those is there any red flag there buying something from out of a vending machine, a condom, versus buying it at your pharmacy or where condoms are usually sold?
You know, nothing that I've ever been aware of. I mean, I think, you know, if you're sticking with a name that you recognize,
right,
something that you've seen in the pharmacy,
okay,
that kind of thing, and then make sure that you check the expiration date. That would be the other thing to think about, because all condoms are stamped with that, and that's important to pay attention to. Like, yeah, what would the canopy?
Okay. All right. And I know that I've been guilty of it back in my 20s. Men shouldn't probably keep their condoms in their wallets, right? Because that as a source of heat, you were mentioning heat, and it could maybe shorten the shelf life of it. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably not the best. I mean, not that there's anything really wrong with it for the short term, but you're right. In terms of storing them, yeah, the, you know, cool, dry place, indoors, that kind of thing is usually the language that you hear.
Okay. So does your organization, the American Sexual Health Association, do you do condom distribution or just education? Or since it's National Condom Month, that's why I'm asking you that question.
Yeah, we don't distribute or
okay.
sell condoms. We're really an education
network. Okay. All right, good.
Yeah.
Okay, now 45%, I just came across this figure recently, 45% of the adult population is single. Almost half of all adults you see out there are single, and yet many people have maybe given up on sex because of, you know, all the media blitz of all the health risks of, you know, there's AIDS and there's hepatitis and all the STDs, and they've heard about all this, and they say, hey, you know, what's the use? I give up. And even though they're single, let's talk about the risks versus benefits of sex and the importance of a healthy sex life. Because if you, there's safer sex. Maybe there's not completely safe sex, but there is safer sex, right?
Yeah.
So let's discuss that.
Well, I can tell you, I don't think that people contacting my organization have given up on sex over those words, maybe as much as they've become more thoughtful about it.
Oh, okay, that's a good thing.
Whether they're thinking more about safer sex or what kind of relationship they want, what they want from a relationship, those are usually the conversations we're having. So there's certainly some awareness and some caution out there, but I think it's really maybe making people a bit more thoughtful. And, you know, our enjoyment of sex and sexual behaviors and practices, I mean, it really, there's a variety, of course, just as from one individual to another. Like pornography may be catnip to some people and others find it repulsive, you know what I mean? But I think that it's important to keep in mind that, sex, there are definitely benefits of it. I mean, sex has been linked to better sleep, to reducing stress, better general overall happiness, and so on. I mean, and, you know, sex is a natural part of our health, of our healthy bodily function. We benefit physically and emotionally from sex. So a healthy sex life is really just part of having a healthy body and being a happy person.
Right, and February is not only National Condom Month, it's also American Health Month, and American Heart Month, and of course, sex is good for your cardiovascular health, similar to exercise. I mean, you know, the so-called sexercise, but helps to dilate the blood vessels. And although I did come across, I don't have the article in front of me, but it was a statistic that showed that for some reason, what was it, tennis, sex, and one other thing caused 17% of all heart attacks. And I forget the particular details on that research. But, you know, it's more likely that you're probably going to have a heart attack if you're not having sex versus, you know, having it. Although, you know, the ones that make the news are always the person that dies as a result of, or, you know, they die in bed, you know, being in a romantic mood or something. But I guess, you know, if you have to go, that's as good as any. But anyway, so you're talking about awareness of the people that contact your organization as far as wanting a healthy sex life, or they haven't given up, they just want more information. And how can people get more information about your organization?
Well, probably the best and quickest way would be, of course, to find us online at ashasexualhealth.org, and it's ASHA for American Sexual Health Association, or just Google's will come up very quickly.
Okay.
We have so many things. We have podcasts, videos, fact sheets, you name it. We have things for the lay public, for health professionals, for parents and teachers. Just about anything you can touch on in regard to sexual health, STDs, STIs, it's all there. And there's really, I mean, we have over 1,500 pages worth of content.
Oh, wow, so that's great.
Lots you can work your way through, yeah.
Right. Hey, Fred, speaking of that, I want to come back with talking to you about some sexual or specific sexually transmitted diseases, two in particular, which your organization champions, and that is herpes and HPV. And then I want to talk to you about the National Cervical Cancer Coalition as well. So we have much more information to come here on sexual health, on our sexual health edition of the program here for February on Dr. Health with my guest, Fred Wyant from the American Sexual Health Association. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Life expectancy in the U.S. has fallen for the second year in a row thanks to a combination of drug and alcohol use and suicides, according to a new report. This is from the British Medical Journal. The drop was particularly large among middle-aged white Americans and those living in rural communities. Same data came from the Centers for Disease Control. Life expectancy now 78.6 years. Said one researcher, we are seeing an alarming increase in deaths from substance abuse and despair. A new study confirms once again that various surfaces in the cabin of a commercial airplane have many times the amount of bacteria than an average kitchen counter. But this latest study found that surfaces in airport terminals can have even higher germ counts than those in the airplanes. The highest number of bacteria per square inch were found on the touch screens when you check in at the airport. Those touch screens. Oh boy, an LSU professor is harnessing antioxidant compounds found in red wine to advance the treatment of heart disease. Surgeons use stents to open and expand blocked arteries. Well, they have a new stent now that releases red wine antioxidants slowly over time that promote healing and prevent blood clotting and inflammation. Red wine in your angioplasty. What will they think of next? I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
All right, we are talking about sex as it relates to your health. No Howard Stern type show here, that's for sure. But we're talking about sexual health with our guest Fred Wyant from the director of communications from the American Sexual Health Association. Hey, love is in the air, or should I say on the air? Actually, it is on the air, and we have on the information menu for you as we discuss this all important topic. Let's see, a couple things before we get on to our discussion further in sexual health, and that is my nutrition tip of the week. If you're not feeling healthy, it could be a case of the twos. What are those? Well, eating too much, eating too fast, or eating too late. So you don't want to have a case of the twos. And Highway Health Patrol reminds you to always carry the five Fs in your vehicle at all times: flares, fire extinguisher, first aid kit, fix a flat, and a flashlight with fresh batteries. And don't be a 3D driver, okay? That's distracted, drowsy, or drunk. All right, back to our guest, Fred Wyant. Fred, let's talk about some specific sexually transmitted diseases. Now, there are more than three dozen. We don't have time to cover them all, but let's talk about a few of the more common STIs. I call them the three H's: herpes, HPV, and hepatitis. First of all, herpes. Oh, by the way, did you hear about the fact that herpes, apparently birds are now affected with this? Did you hear about that?
I have not.
The bird population? Yeah, it's actually called, it's a condition called chirpes.
There you go.
No, but don't worry. It's they found a remedy, so it is tweetable. Not to worry.
Oh.
It's
tweet. I'm going to need a doctor after these bad puns.
Okay. All right. Moving right along. Okay. So what about herpes? Now, people used to commit suicide back in the 70s when herpes first surfaced and became widespread. And yet now it's totally manageable. People use natural means such as lysine, zinc, vitamin C, or anti-herpes medications, an anti-herpes diet, low in arginine, which can cause herpes to come out of the out of dormancy in your system. Tell us what your organization does regarding herpes.
Well, we have had a herpes resource center since the late 70s. This is really a legacy project for ASHA. And I've worked with our HRC, as it's called, for most of my tenure. I've been there, it'll be 21 years this summer, actually.
Wow.
You're right. I mean, herpes has really carried a tremendous stigma with it over the years, and still does to an extent. And it's really unfortunate because herpes is incredibly common. I mean, there are two types that we basically talk about: herpes simplex virus 1, and then another strain, herpes simplex virus 2. HSV-1 is, people commonly experience that as oral infections, a cold sores,
right?
Something that you may even have as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Then HSV-2 is what you more commonly think of as genital herpes. You can actually have either infection in either place, but those are some pretty good tendencies, although increasingly HSV-1 is showing up in new genital herpes cases. But it's extremely common. I mean, most adults in this country actually have HSV-1. Yeah,
yeah.
Again, experienced largely as cold sores. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, not just very recently came out with some data where they were looking at herpes prevalence among Americans in the age range. It was 14 to 49, and approximately about 12%, maybe roughly 1 in 8 in that age range were estimated to have HSV-2, which almost always relates to a genital infection, even though 80 or 90% of them probably don't know they have it because they're just not having...
They're asymptomatic, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or they're having symptoms that just aren't really obvious, or they may easily be mistaken for other conditions.
That's right.
That happens a lot too. Yeah.
Now, I've seen some of the research on alcohol and how people that consume alcohol and then they have sex with somebody that has herpes, it actually increases the contractibility, or they're over 50% more likely to contract herpes if they consume alcohol. And that, unfortunately is also a recipe for bad judgment and having unsafe sex and everything, just using alcohol. Hell, half our population is here because of alcohol, because over 50% of pregnancies are unplanned. And a lot of times it's from people that are a little tipsy and, they make a bad judgment call when it comes to having sex. But that's another program. But have you seen any of the research on how alcohol can increase your susceptibility or likelihood of contracting these viruses, the herpes virus?
I haven't heard anything that looks at that in terms of any biological changes, but the point that you make about impairing judgment, that is definitely something that we talk about a lot with any sort of substance use.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say really quick, the thing about herpes, we talked before about really the stigma that goes along with it. And, the thing about herpes people don't understand is that it's a virus, so it's not medically curable. But there's a lot that people can do to really manage it if necessary. And again, like I was saying, the vast majority of folks with genital herpes don't even know that they have it. But there's medication that can really help with the healing during the outbreaks. And some of the medication can even be taken every day as a means of reducing the risk of transmission. And it doesn't eliminate the risk, but it can certainly mitigate it to a large extent.
Okay.
And the perspective people often don't have is that it is not only possible, but it's actually fairly common to be in long-term relationship with someone who doesn't, with a discordant couple where one has genital herpes, the other doesn't.
Right.
And for transmission not to take place, even though the risk is always there, it's not automatic the way people often assume it is. One of the problems with herpes is people just assume a loss of sexual freedom. And there's actually a lot on our website about how to do that.
Okay, great. We have less than a minute left, so let me get to two points real quickly. We don't have time to talk about it, but let me just say that hepatitis, 75% of people with Hep C were born between 1945 and 1965. So if you were in that group, if you haven't had yourself tested for hepatitis C, you should, because that can cause problems later in life. Now, we only have seconds to talk about HPV, which is another champion cause of your organization, the American Sexual Health Association. So just 30 seconds or less, tell us about HPV, human papillomavirus.
HPV is thought to be the most common sexually transmitted infection. Virtually everybody, 75-80% of all sexually active people, are going to have an HPV infection at some point, even though most don't know it, and will clear naturally. Check out our website and get all the information there.
Okay. Give us your website. Give us your website, please.
ASHASexualhealth.org. Sexual Health Association.
Okay, ASHA. Thank you so much, Fred. We'll definitely have you on again. Appreciate you being on.
Happy to do it. Thank you.
All right. There goes Fred Wyant, American Sexual Health Association. Here we go with another edition of the program. Next week at this time, pharmacist Jim Laval joins us for Immune Health. You're not going to want to miss that show, plus all of our regular features. And you, of course, the most important aspect of the show of all. So join us again tonight for the rebroadcast of the morning show at 9 o'clock. Until next week, I'm David Snow. Thanking you for joining us.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.